Yeah, we're here.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. Two of us are here, at least one in transit. So.
Yeah, we sent the CKIW helicopter to go pick him up.
I have to go find that boy, so we got to find him, too. But everybody, we're so glad to see you here on the Sports Authority Show, the Internet's 17th Internet Sport Talk Show, number 17. We should make that like a big echo or something. 17, but we are glad you're here.
17.
Woohoo! We are here, again, that we are glad that you are here. Matter of fact, be back here for the one-week hiatus yesterday or last week, being in Westland, Michigan, or where the hell that is down there. You know, seeing all the fine friends in the Southeast Mustang Owners Club. Enjoyable place, enjoyable folks, you know.
That's right.
They are. Go ahead, man, put on the headphones.
Hey!
And coming up just in time, you have your notes.
His notes are like my script.
Anyways, we are glad that you're here at the CKWI Radio 76 Sports Authorities. We
not
do
experts.
Not have... What's that?
We're not experts. We're authorities.
That's right, which is much higher than you think, yeah.
Much better than an expert.
Yeah, we do not take any commercial...
Higher standard.
Any commercial reimbursement, so we can tell you exactly what it is when it comes to sports. I mean, we are brass knuckles all the way, yet lovable in certain spots.
But we'll tell you what the highest standards.
That's true.
Possible.
We do not have the FCC here on the internet. We do follow the DMCA rules, which means not a whole hell of a lot. So
that's right. If we want to talk about somebody's crank being a little twisted up,
we can say Verlander. What's new? God, you know the funny thing is, if we ever get sued, we're just going to bring that picture in and go, Your Honor, what do you think? We'll just hold it up. What do you think? Is this not an unusual crank for a male, for a human?
Doesn't that look like it could go around a corner?
Doesn't it look like that you could find your finest wine and get the cork out with it? You know? Doesn't it look like if you went to, what's that place, Arby's? You get the fries. You go, wait a minute. I know where you guys got this idea
from. Curly fries, yeah.
Curly fries, yeah.
And we're not talking Mo Larry here. We're talking Verlander. God, just like, man, the guy could, like, go around corners, you know?
I mean, periscope.
He could just do, like, a total 360 on a fat chick and then, like, go backward. I mean, he's wound up like a spring. Boing. You know, he could tell time. Put, like, a couple hands on it.
Almost like a slinky going up and down a...
Yeah, I know, really.
It's like stairs.
It's like one of those old cartoons where somebody would be like on a spring, boing, 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 you know, hopping away. I mean, he could just do it on his Johnson. Way to go, man. Anyways.
What a way to start the show.
That brings you up to. So you can only sell that we have the highest standards right here, can't you?
Highest standards, absolutely.
Good Lord. Well, there you go. And so we're so glad that you're here, too. And so we'll introduce our super CPA, out of breath, but still in time. Ken, Pocket Eye Ken.
Hey, John, and everyone out there. I just got off the chopper and ready to roll here.
How was the ride on the chopper?
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of bumpy, but it was good.
Yeah, better than driving in the traffic.
Oh,
absolutely. And to our left, number 25 in your
program,
departmental watch.
Oh,
number
86.3.
Absolutely, right there and then. God, I can't believe, what do we get censored? We talk the first 4 minutes of the program about Verlander's crank, and all of a sudden we get censored with that. Anyways, well, this the sport director here at the new CKWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi,
Ken.
Mr. Chopper.
Yeah. So what normally happens here is that our sport director writes a book, which we do not see until he comes down here about a minute and a half before airtime. So we have not gone over this, so we don't script this. Everything is live, and nothing is, scripted. No cue cards, no idiot cards, no. I got to find that whole thing that Lou Gordon did, you know. No. I mean, that whole rap that he had, you know, we don't, no cue cards, no idiot cards, no. Just spontaneous something, conversation.
No interns.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, we shouldn't be paying our interns what they get for the stuff we get. So anyways, what Mark has done is he writes us a book, and there's numbers on the topics that we have. So if you hear us calling out numbers, then you know where we're going next. And so, as always, what we normally do is we have Mark kick off what he wants to start with. So, Mac.
Well, you know what? Before we get into that.
Oh, no, Brad Penny.
I have to step in, and I have to issue an apology.
To
the Tigers bullpen.
Why?
I mean, you know, you guys have been railing on this bullpen, right? I've been calling it, like, the worst of the worst and just trashing it. I've been saying, you know, if your kid swallows poison, you have to induce vomiting. You put them in front of the bullpen and they'll puke. And, you know, I'm not pulling back from that, but I think what I did is I kind of, like, discounted the wretchedness of the starting rotation.
So which one's worse?
I mean, ugh, yuck. I mean, I pulled up some numbers today, and I looked at it and went, holy shit. You know, out of 97 starting pitchers that have qualified so far,
yeah,
we got Daniel Norris ranked at 95 out of 97.
Why was he supposed to be the centerpiece of that trade?
We got 92 out of 97 is Jordan Zimmerman.
They like the 90s.
Yeah, we got 80, and that's Matt Boyd. 75 is Justin Verlander. I mean, we're talking whip here. Well, we got four of the worst guys in the rotation out of five. Among them, like the worst 15.
Well, see, that's what we're trying to figure out. It's like, again, why was Norris the center? I've never seen the guy's China Dow. And he's not. I mean, there's a reason why he was walking away from New York pretty quickly. You know, nobody cared. You know, it was a boffo trade. You know, we almost have to take a look at this trade. As much as it kind of swung in everybody's direction and stuff, now at the very end of it or whatever, I mean, with Price being kind of gone, who got the better end of that trade? I mean, really, what pitchers did we get? Did Detroit get?
And what did they get? I mean, they got a guy who's bum shoulder. I mean, bum elbow. Okay.
Yeah, but for how many years, though? I mean, 2 years. I mean, I never understood the Price Express, you know, that he was supposed to be this uber pitcher and stuff like that. And, yeah, he was, but he wasn't during showtime. He wasn't during crunch time.
No.
You know, and, I mean, never, ever was.
And Verlander never was really either. I mean, he was a great pitcher during his heyday, but get him into the playoffs.
Yeah, I was just trying to remember that.
You know, here's another stat. Major league pitchers to date this year, Verlander has issued 25 walks. That's tied for second in major league pitching.
Yeah, but he's getting his groove back. He's just as good as
bullshit.
He was.
Bullshit. You know, bullshit.
It's almost where it's fascinating.
Our starting pitch, you know, we trashed the bullpen. The starting pitching isn't much better.
Yeah, well, at least the starting pitch. There is something, and Mark and I were talking about it, because we did go to Hazel Park this year, or this week. And, well, Uncle Sam made money. That's all we got to say. We didn't make a withdrawal. We helped the city fathers of Hazel Park to upgrade their Kmart there.
Yeah, we fed some horses.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Here's some food.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It was like, you know, and they're off, you know, with that part. Well, the horses we bet said, when? What?
They were a little off, weren't they?
It was way off.
As they got to the turn by Kmart, they went to the Blue Light Special.
I should have known that I should not have bet the horse on that one that only had three legs. But it looked like it was good. Had a good jockey. You know, so I thought, well, what the hell? You know, it could corner easily.
Look at him. His name is Hoppy. Let's go with that.
It was a friendly name. What the hell, you know? He did well in the Preakness. Yeah. You know, but, anywho, so we were talking about exactly that deal, you know? How did that work out with the pitching, and how did that work out with, you know, especially with Norris? You know, I mean, there's something about it. We got to get the intern on this. There's something about the number 7 for the Detroit Tigers this year. Either they win 7-something or they lose 7-something. Well, I mean, it's always 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, see the thing about it is they either score a lot of runs or they don't score any. and they're horrible. I mean, it's almost like you could throw a beach ball up there and they won't hit it. And it's like, how do you go from one extreme to the other in one day?
I'm going to give you three guys here. I'm not going to give you names. I'm going to just give you numbers.
V-Mart and okay. Who?
First guy, his ERA is 10.13. His whip is 2.25. Second guy, ERA is 8.71. Whip is 1.84. Second guy, third guy, ERA is 5.7, 1.39. Okay? Third guy is Brad Penny. I'm sorry, Mike Penny. Okay? Your two guys?
Mike Penny.
Brad Penny.
Oh.
Okay. Your two guys?
About $100 million of our money, of our salary cap.
Well, exactly.
And
Anibal Sanchez and Francisco Rodriguez.
Well, I mean, the only thing that they've done right is taking K-Rod out of the closing.
After he finally imploded
well,
beyond any...
Well, that should have been done a long time ago. But, of course, we got to let him go and try to let him work his way out of the problem that he's having. No.
How does that even work? You know?
But that's the mentality. We're paying this guy lots of money, so we have to let him work the problems out.
Yep.
No, you take him out of that rotation, give it to somebody else, and then let him work it out somewhere.
Well, it's kind of like having a drunk and say, well, we got to keep him drinking, so he'll work himself out of this.
That's
one.
That's right.
Okay. You know, until you put him, like, in the hospital for inducement of too much booze.
I mean, there's only three guys in that bullpen that have pitched halfway decent. That's Justin Wilson, Alex Wilson, and Shane Green.
Yeah.
Shane Green. All right.
And how Shane Green is shaky. Yeah.
Big time.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. The other two have been really good. Shane Green is...
We got help on the way, though.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We got Bruce Rondon. We got Joe Jimenez. And, who knows? We hate me have... what's his name? What's his name? Help me.
Who? Okay.
Yeah, sounds like two syllables. One, corkscrew.
I mean, now that K-Rod is not the closer and he can't get anybody out, can we just call him Rod?
Call him Rod. Call him whatever you want.
Call him Limp Rod.
Or whatever.
That's right.
Because,
call him Flaccid Rod.
Whatever.
call him Rod that can't go to the 12th elevator floor anymore. I'm Rod that doesn't salute the flag anymore.
I mean,
small Rod.
He's done.
Ball Rod.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what to say. I don't think he's going to get it back.
Yeah, but
makes you wonder why. Okay, why are they trying to bring Anthony Gosa along as a pitcher? Because you have nothing else.
Because at least it'll put people in the seat for the freak show.
You know, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, really, let's see how well this guy gets lit up.
Yeah, maybe Anthony Gosa will be the next coming of Mark Fidrich. He'll start talking to the ball and crap on the mound.
You need some kind of rap. But, you know, you don't get Joe anymore in Toledo with that back injury.
Yeah.
It's worse than they thought.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right, so now you're down to Bruce Too Fat Don.
Yeah.
You know, Bruce, I eat too much ding-dongs. Go back. I feel like Berman all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
Back.
I don't know. It's time to implode this team.
Well, they got them all together this year because they're all going to make one last pitch.
No,
here
not.
We go. These guys know each other, and they're going to just get it all with their last big oomph.
Why do you think they didn't buy a center fielder?
Cheap.
Because they knew it was a hopeless
case. They knew it was hopeless.
Yeah, they knew it's a hopeless case because, they're number one, there's not a center fielder out there that'll play for the salary that they're willing to pay.
Yep.
And, you know, Mikey Matuk is...
Is
he even around anymore?
He's starting tonight.
But didn't they just sign...
Yeah, he's starting tonight.
They just signed some guy that used to be with Mets. You know, and it was like... I mean, he's got a lot of K's in his last name. It's like Bob D-E-K, D-K-K-K-K, D-K-K-K. It's like, who?
He's got a lot of K's in it because he strikes out a lot, probably.
Right. There you go. Makes sense to me.
But, yeah, Matuk's starting tonight. But the Tigers are getting exactly what they paid for Matuk.
Yes.
They're getting exactly the
something.
You know, they're getting their 150 batting average out of him.
I came into this season, I looked at Centerfield, I said, ick. But I really knew that the Achilles heel was the bullpen. And absolutely, I mean, what are we looking at here? What are we looking at as far as going forward? You're going to bring Kyle Ryan back up? You're looking at Bruce Rondon? I mean, help me out here. What are we looking for as far as fixing this?
You better take a look at Erie. You better take a look at AA.
And you better look at Lakeland.
You better look at some rehab homes, you know. You better look at some strippers. I mean, you better get, like, somebody with boobs out in, like, left field so somebody will want to show up to see a Tiger game in August. Because, man, you ain't seeing nothing.
I think John needs to hit his buttons here.
Which one?
I don't know. Pick one. The puke one?
The Red Wings are back.
Yeah.
There you go.
Puke one out
maybe,
or
maybe, can, maybe ugh, you can get fart. A Red Wing to play outfield or something. I don't know.
What? That see, there you go, cross team.
Whatever.
I mean, right about
know.
Now, you
that's
need a gimmick.
Here.
Yeah, you need a gimmick.
You
to
need
get
a
somebody
big
to,
yeah. gimmick. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're going to bring back Ted Lindsay.
Here,
I can do it. Actually, I wouldn't put it past Ted Lindsay. He's a badass. I don't care if Ted Lindsay's 1,000 years old. That man is badass. Yeah. I would not mess with him. Why they don't do a movie on his life? I mean, being kind of Gordy's second banana. But, I mean, a tough son of a gun, man. Yeah.
Bring McCarty and let him come into home and take out the catcher or something.
That'd be kind of cool, big hip check.
Yeah.
Hip check into the backstop. Ooh! You know?
I think they took that out of the game now. I don't think you can take the catcher out anymore. But
it's baseball, though, we're talking, not hockey anymore.
Wow.
You just never know. I mean,
if we bring McCarty back, he won't know the rules.
If his crank turns left, you never know, right?
That's right. Follow Verlander. Follow the little cranky greedy dick. It's Mr. Curl EQ. You know, really. It's like, Mr. Verlander, did you put some of our Curly Q fries in your pants? No. Oops, sorry, sir.
Yeah, this team is the way it's going.
I need some wine opened up.
It's
going
to be bad
for
a long time.
But here's the thing. They're good enough to not be real bad.
Which is worse.
They're going to be
competitive.
God. Bingo. All right, I'll help you out.
Thank you.
There you go. That's awful.
Oh, that word.
Oh, my God.
That C word.
Really, dude, that C word. That's right. Don't call me that C word. There you go.
They're going to be your 500 team that does nothing.
Exactly.
There you go. I mean, it should really impress you how much Colorado is running away. You know? I mean, I can't figure out if that's a flash in the pan or not, but you see the Astros are actually where they should be. They should have been there last year.
Yep.
That team's got substance. You know, as long as they don't get hurt or nobody gets killed.
Well, and their pitching has turned right around. Dallas Keuchel hasn't lost a game this year.
Wow.
There you go.
As much as I hate to say it, too, another team that's fun to watch right now is the Yankees.
Yeah.
With the kids.
You got Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Sanchez.
They're going to make a move. I mean, see, they figured it out where Detroit never did. Oh,
exactly.
I mean, they went for all the big stars, all the big names, all the big money, and then they kind of threw it in reverse, and nobody could understand why. And now it's paying dividends for them.
Yep.
While they're watching, you know, the former drunk. I mean, your first baseman of the Detroit Tigers, who's now formerly, you know, hitting .234. You know, with no power. I mean, the whole thing of that J.D. Martinez in two games has more home runs than the other Martinez, than Vic.
Yeah.
That it's played all year long. It's like, you can't go any. I mean, Vic should be hitting sixth. Your D.H. hitting sixth.
Uh-huh.
What the hell? You know, but, you know, it's that, you know, Verlander, my God.
Huh.
You know, Asmus cannot say anything to a
asshole, miss.
He can't say anything to a veteran.
No.
You know, he's afraid. I mean, he's intimidated.
Exactly.
What does it take?
How long did he run with Franklin Rodriguez as the closer?
For no good reason, and everybody screaming.
About a month
too long.
Everybody's
looking at this going, where's his fastball? We've got to keep running him out. Got to keep putting him out there.
Do you consider 90 miles an hour a fastball?
No. But he never hit 90.
I do, but
89? Yeah,
88?
88's his changeup, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, but he's got his arm slot again.
That's just like saying Sanchez has got his arm slot again.
You're looking at July, and you're going to see crickets at Comerica.
Yeah.
Because what would be the reason, even if you're a 500 team, a 500 team does not make me want to spend $200 for one night.
No.
You know, not at all. You know, give me a really crap team that I can, like, throw beer barrels at, you know. Hey, Joe. Or give me a great team that I can hop on the bandwagon with. But something at 500 inspires nothing.
Especially the overpaid guys that we got.
Who are doing nothing.
I'm 38 years old. I'm making $18 million a year. I don't care. I show up every night.
For another 20 years.
Yeah. And, okay.
It's so funny. I mean, you can go back to 2 years of the sports authorities where I've been screaming, Cabrera, for whatever you can get. There's got to be a sucker out there somewhere. Which automatically, nobody ever says, no, don't do it. They'll just say, who's going to pick up that contract? I give you people at, like, the Texas Rangers. We're going to eat some, but get him away. You know, because when he gets back, everybody depends on him. When he is out of the lineup, everybody in Detroit steps it up. Someone's got a hit. You know, Kinsler fell off the I don't know where the hell he went.
He's done.
Yeah. I mean, he's got what? This is last year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This is a contract year, and he's hitting, you know.
205.
There is not. I think there's only a couple of guys that are hitting over 240 for Detroit in their whole starting lineup.
Yeah.
And one of them is Justin Upton.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Wait for that streak to end.
Well, you know, he's on a contract again, so.
So what are the, today's what, the 39th game?
Yep.
So the magical game next tomorrow will be the 40th game. So now everybody can say, yeah, they're crap. But just like people who go, oh, he fired the FBI director? Ah, it's his power to do so. My God.
Yeah.
They could just keep moving it back and saying, well, wait till the All-Star break.
Well, you know, we figured it out now. We got a new closer.
Yeah. They're going to heat up now. They're a streaky team. I mean, stop with the fucking cliches already. You know, it's a crap team. It's not going anywhere. I don't think Minnesota is going to take it. You know, Cleveland is in a wonderful position. How did Minnesota become good in a year where they were the doormat?
Pitching.
Irvin Santana.
Great move by Irvin. Yep. I mean, really, seriously.
And one of the rookies. One of the rookies has pitched and hasn't lost a game.
It's San Diego, too.
San Diego, right.
Yeah, but see, I give that the Red Pop theory. You know, pitch around the league once or twice.
I agree.
You know,
but they're veterans. They've been through it before.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't just count them out. But
Santiago, is that Hector Santiago?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
The left-hander.
Yep.
What I can't understand is where is Chicago, the White Sox? I mean, they should be making a move. Or I mean, they can't be just laying back. They're not the greatest team in the world, but boy, on paper, they got some firepower. You know, and especially in that ballpark.
They lost a lot, too. They lost Adam Eaton.
Yep.
But they have the three Garcias in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Abasil from the Tigers.
Yep.
He's batting almost 300 now.
Talk about what did we give up to get him, you know? I mean, really, what was the story was never, ever concrete. But it was like, what, he was fooling around with Prince Fielder's wife?
Yes.
Was the rumor.
That was the rumor, yes.
So you get rid of him to appease Prince Fielder, then you get rid of Prince Fielder in a year.
Right.
You know? And so now we got nothing out of that whole deal.
Get Kinsler out of the deal.
Okay. But now here's even the worst part.
You eat a lot of money out of it, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you ate the money because you signed Fielder to begin with.
Yeah,
to that overpaid his ass to bring him in when you
that outrageous $225 million contract.
D-Rod, Rick Martinez, blood his knee. one of the times he blew his knee.
Right. I mean, to the point where you're going to pay a guy, your first baseman, $250 million.
Yep.
$250 million. You know? For what? I mean, really, I have never seen... How many billion-dollar players are in the major leagues?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, no. For a one-dimensional player.
Just because his dad played here.
Couldn't field.
No.
Couldn't run. I mean...
If he didn't clear the bases, you're in trouble. I mean, yep. you're kind of like a present-day Victor Martinez. You know? I mean, if Victor gets on first base, you can hit it deep in the corner... The guy could pass out in the, you know, left field. You know, he could, like, throw up and, like, pee in the corner. By the time Victor kind of rounds the corner at first, you know.
He could stop and have a $5 pizza.
Yeah, really. No, the fielder could.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. He could stop and have a pizza.
It's honest to God. I mean, Vic can't turn that corner fast enough, you know. And who's he going to push? Cabrera in front of him?
Yeah.
If these guys don't go all the way, they don't go anywhere. You know? I don't understand the Cabrera thing. I don't understand how he was silently an alcoholic. He was so bad off, they found him on the side of the road a couple of years ago, you know, and that whole big story. And then that just kind of conveniently went away. And evidently, they must have hit him in the head with, like, a fairy wand or a crinkly dick. And it's like, bink!
Verlander hit him.
He's better. Yeah. Twang,
his
twang.
Wife talked to him.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There's a
You're all better now.
Verlander dick sound. There you go. Get that crinkly thing running.
Yeehaw!
That's from his fat wife.
Yeah.
There you see, go. Are they married now?
I don't think so. I haven't heard
Way to go, Upton. Other Upton. I mean, way to go.
Got to be something in the name Upton.
Ride that corkscrew until it's straight.
Until it's no good.
Yeah, you know what you know, it'll look like? It'll be like one of those party blower things. I mean, it just like goes all straight and then crinkles all back up. Verlander's dick.
Oh, boy.
Nothing better to lighten up a party than Verlander's crank. I mean,
that's right.
Maybe they should sell that. Verlander's crank. All right, number five.
What's number five?
Number five.
Kind of touched on it, kind of didn't. But.
Yeah, we have Justin Wilson as our new closer.
Yes.
Which is probably a good move, but considering...
Like, what else he got, right?
Yeah, we got the rod.
Why did we? We got the shaft on that one.
Bend over. Bend over. Here comes the rod.
We now have JD back, which...
Yeah, I know, bitch. Really. It's a big shrug of the shoulders. Normally, people are like, yeah, he's back. And we're all like, eh. You know, even if you do come back, big deal. We're still a 500 team. There's nothing one guy can do to counteract a pitching staff that is so incredibly suspect.
Yep.
You know?
And plus your first six batters, once you get past six, you got...
McCann. Once you get back one, who do you have?
Well, I mean...
135, 235, 238, four well, something.
Yeah, I was reading an article today, and it's like, you know, should they drop Martinez in the lineup?
Yeah.
They should... But Brad doesn't want to do it because...
Can't say no to a veteran.
Right.
But he likes to have the switch hitter behind Miguel so he doesn't get walked.
Oh. How many times is he going...
Guy has one home run, and you're not going to walk Cabrera.
But that's his reasoning. But I'm listening to his reasoning, and it's like... He's not really protecting your third hitter in the lineup because he's not hitting.
And what's Cabrera done?
And he hasn't done nothing, so why are they going to walk him?
238. 238. And you can't give the bullshit that, well, you know, it's been a long season taxing on his body. He's been going for the fences. I mean, God, it's not even 40 games yet, and the guy's been injured how long already?
I mean, I bet if you look up the stats, I don't think they've walked Cabrera once yet intentionally.
They don't have to.
Because, yeah, the lineup isn't hitting. But I don't, you know,
he's not hitting.
I can understand his reasoning if the team was hitting.
Yep.
But since the team isn't hitting, it doesn't make a difference how you mesh that lineup together.
What I don't understand is how in the hell is this crew 500? How in the hell are they at 500?
Well, you feast it on
the hitting isn't
Chicago.
Hitting. The pitching isn't pitching. The bullpen sucks. The starters suck.
Look who you've been playing, though. You know? I mean, you feast on Chicago a lot.
Yeah, you feasted on the Red Sox when they had the flu.
Yeah, true that. Oh, wait till they go to Fenway. Oh, it's going to be a slaughter, man. I'm telling you.
But no, you're right, Kenny. With the stats that the bullpen has, the starting pitching has, the batting average, you would think that they were a 5-25 team.
Unless you listen to the broadcasters.
And the art of pitching.
Okay, you listen to Mario and Rod. Okay. Oh, this team's really ready. No, they suck. They're horrible.
Well, what are they going to say? They're paid by the team.
I know.
You know.
Where did Fulmer come in that? Okay,
Fulmer out of 97 starters, he was 11th in WHIP.
Wow, but where is he altogether?
13th in ERA.
Okay, at least they have one guy.
Having a damn good year. Okay,
that's
the rest of them
so
suck,
far.
Including Verlander. Okay, including Verlander. But you don't want to hear it. Okay, but 75th out of 97 starters, Verlander.
And you can't rely on just one guy keeping your starting pitching above water,
especially with the bullpen that we got.
Why are you looking at Verlander as you're still your ace? You know.
He's
gone.
Fulmer's your ace.
Fulmer's your ace. Yeah. He's the only guy you have out there that's carrying the team.
Right. He's the most consistent pitcher that they have.
Yeah.
So far. Yeah, I mean, really, there's so many apologists for Verlander and the old Curly Q crank, you know. I mean, it's like, look, he's long but gone. You know, he's never, ever changed his pitching style. As much as they said, well, you know what, now he'll be like a Frank Tanana. You know, now he'll know how to pitch slower, and he'll have all kinds of different off-speeds.
Never adapt.
But I'll tell you the guy that has really crashed, Jordan Zimmermann.
Yeah, thanks for the money.
WHIP, 92 out of 97, ERA 93 out of 97.
If
he's
well,
done.
Yeah.
100 and some million. Shot to hell.
I mean,
5 years. Pew.
And what, we still have 3 more years, don't we?
Yeah.
Jesus God almighty. So you still got 3 years of them. You still got Verlander locked up for multi-years.
Yep.
You know, and you got Cabrera. You know, something's got to happen to those three. If they could just conveniently all retire. But that's still in MLB. Does that count on your books?
If they retire, it doesn't. But they won't retire.
No.
Fielder hasn't retired.
No, he's still collecting money.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, if you're in Texas, your ass has got to be red.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, but what a maneuver to get that, though, you know? I mean, they pulled technicality out of technicality, you know, so he can still collect. I mean, it's like, just give you a lump sum and you go away?
Right. Yeah, but to get rid of those three guys, you're basically going to have to give them away, eat the salary. And hopefully you get something back that...
Even if you got nothing back, you're further ahead.
No, you know what it boils down to? You wait. You sit and you wait. You let the calendar go by year after year. You suck. You have terrible players on your roster. And you're waiting for the contracts to expire because you have dead money on the books. So you can't move it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Dead money equals...
And you
nobody
know what?
In the stand.
It's the same thing that Dombrowski ran into when he got here. It's the same thing. He had Damian Easley. He had Phil Clark. He had all these other guys on the
Phil
books.
Phil Clark. Good
I'm
boy.
Sitting here. I'm waiting for this shit to expire. Okay.
Ozzie Guillen.
Yep. Yeah. Carlos Guillen.
Oh, okay. Carlos Guillen. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same thing
guy.
That they did back then. Yep. You sit and you wait, and you know, you watch the calendar go by. Year after year. Eventually, these guys are going to come off the books, man. And then we're going to do something.
You sit up there in a press box and you're just like this going, oh, shit.
Yep.
Well, you're thinking you have, really, minimalistically, you have Zimmermann comes off in in, what, 2020?
Yep.
And you're not going to, I mean, you're not going to see Verlander come off anytime soon.
He, 21, I think.
Yeah.
2021, and yep. then.
You got V-Mart at 18.
Hurry.
Cabrera's going to be right.
Sanchez is next, what, at the end of this year, I think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's foregone. But I mean, really, what if you pull the Yankees? What if you get rid of these big names, get them for a bag of balls, eat half the salary, and go? Because you're going absolutely nowhere. Everybody recognizes this. The only folks that don't are like busloads of Cub Scouts that are going to be going in there because they're the only people that are going to pay.
But the Yankees had people in the system.
They have a
we
system.
We have nobody in the system. Who are you going to pull for? Bruce Rondon?
See, that's why.
Help me out here. I mean, where Ryan, are we going? Huh?
Ryan.
Kyle Ryan. Yeah. Where are we going here?
You guys miss the biggest name that they have down in Toledo right now that is like the shining star of Toledo.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Baseball. You don't know the most feared pitcher down there?
Buck Farmer. Oh, yes. Mr. Barmer.
There you go. It's like there's people actually screaming to get him back up here.
Frick Barber. Yes. Okay.
Why? What a shining star he is. I mean, he's eating up that AAA until he gets up here. He gets knee. I mean, how many times has Buck Farmer been up here? A billion. How many times has he gone back? A billion and one.
Billion and one, exactly.
There is something where he's good in AAA and he's not good here. I mean, it's time to go to Jimmy John Field and go see who's good. You guys got anybody? You know, anybody?
Anthony Goes! Anthony Goes, that's why they're working him out as a pitcher.
Yeah, but they're working him out at AAA, aren't they?
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about it?
But he's nothing. He's not pitching in games. He's just working on his delivery.
On his slot.
That was a curveball.
Oh,
yeah.
God. It's a hanging curveball. It's like, well, he just gave up 7 runs. Well, he's ready. Bring him up.
He could be our closer.
He could be our 7th inning guy.
Yeah.
All we're looking for is 3
outs. He gave up 7 runs in a simulated game.
Yeah.
And he was playing it on an Atari. You know, it's like, God, dude. Never understood those games, ever. I mean, what's a simulated game? You know, either you get smacked or you don't. It's batting practice, you know? So dumb. I really do wish Mr. I was around so we could, like, fuck with him still. Hey, I'm here. Need a bat.
You know, cack button, huh?
Oh, no, we're ready for him. But it's a cack from the dead. Cack from the cactus. No? Cack from the casket.
Mr. Flip the wig.
I got to tell you, I almost feel sorry for Brad Asmus. He goes out to the mound. He wants to pull the pitcher. He looks down at the bullpen. He goes, oh, shit.
What do I got? Nothing. Well, I'll take, let's see, in this situation, I'll take the very worst choice. You know, you. Whatever it is, because I need that lefty-righty. God, because I need my 7th-inning guy. Did you see they're actually looking for a 6th-inning setup, man? 6th inning, which means what? Your guy can pitch, what, 15 outs? Woo! Your starter? What the hell?
Well, I read you the stats. You get 15 innings out of these guys. You're doing good.
Give me 15 outs. So all I'm asking you to do is challenge them for 15 outs a game, and here's your, you know, $100 million.
Damn, that's only 2 times through the lineup.
Yeah. Jesus.
God, yeah, but, you know, really, if you let everybody get, like, a poke out in the outfield, you know, or something, a pop-up to first base, that's only 15 pitches they have to throw. Think about they'll save their arms for September.
Of course, if they hit it to center field, God help you, who knows what's going to happen.
It's going to get up in the breeze.
But you know what? We got a great center fielder in Andrew Romine, don't we?
See, that's the funny thing, yeah.
Better than Mikey Matuk.
I'll give you that.
But you know, the funny thing is, that's what pitchers see when they see Cabrera come up to the plate. Andrew Romine. You have almost the very same hit, you know, average.
Yeah.
You know? And this isn't like for 1 or 2 games or whatever. This is a 40-game average. This is when you're settled in already.
It's what Sparky said, you know, 40 games in, you know what you got, right?
I never understood that number. It's so arbitrary. I wish he was still around to explain that. You know, what's the magic number of 40? Why not 45 or 35 or 50? You know, I mean, at one time it used to be the All-Star break, but damn, by the All-Star break, half the season's done. You know, if you haven't established what you've got, you know, you're done.
And if you're already 20 games out, you're done.
Is there any trade bait in Detroit?
Trade bait?
Yeah. I mean, is there any piece that could go, your third baseman?
JD.
Yeah, but he's on a contract here. He ain't, but if anything, he's a very nice rental.
Well, he's a rental, yep.
But he could be trade bait as long as he signs with the team. Huh? You know, the team can say, well, we'll trade for him as long as he signs with us.
Not true. That's what happened with David Price. He didn't sign. He was straight rental.
Yeah, but I mean, but there could be a clause in the contract.
Huh?
Yeah, or in the deal, it says, you know, we'll trade for him.
Justin Upton's having a decent year, so, I mean, he could be...
Streaky.
Of course. You know, but he always has been.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah, he could go down the tank in no time.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
And if you really want to open the floodgates, you get rid of Castellanos, you get rid of Iglesias.
That's what I'm saying. You got... There's nobody in the infield that you wouldn't trade, but there's none that you would keep.
Yeah.
You know? There's nothing there. I mean, if you can get rid of Kinsler, you know, now. I mean, there's so many times where you could just see it go now.
He's got no trade clause.
And that's the problem you have. You have guys you might want to trade, but how?
Yeah. So all those long contracts, they gave them all no trade clause.
So you're kind of like the Titanic, you know, where it's like, oh, if we had boats, well, you don't have boats, so what are you going to do? Glug, 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 down you go.
You know, you almost think that if people watch the Detroit model, and there's other teams, not so much Anaheim anymore because they figured it all out, but I think we're seeing the last of the 10-year contracts.
Hope so.
You know, because I can't imagine, you know, especially, well, but you got some dumb owners.
Yep.
You know, some really, I mean, you take a look at the way that Astros were the laughing stock forever. Oh. And when they went into the American League, everyone said, yes, you know, somebody to feast on and stuff. But they finally made it, you know, where you grow your talent, you know, because we should go both ways. We should take a look and see it. How many teams grew their talent, and how many teams won on pure free agent signings? Yankees, maybe, in that situation? Yankees in the 90s?
No. Yankees had established their base with homegrown talent, and then they added.
Okay.
They had guys like Bernie Williams. They had Jeter. They had Pettit. They had their core that they grew.
Dave Winfield?
And then they added.
Oh, he came from San Diego, though.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing, frankly. You know what? I forgot to take a look at where's San Diego.
That's why I'm looking at this Yankees team. I'm saying it did the same thing again. Homegrown base. Now they're going to add to it.
And because people want to go there, because endorsements galore.
Yeah.
And they're winning. Yeah. And they, you know, it's the biggest market.
But you look at what they've built there. They got Sanchez at catcher. They got Judge in the outfield. They got some pretty good talent that they brought in at the base. Then they'll add to it.
Yeah, and they brought a lot of guys up.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is you take a look at Toronto, and I mean...
I don't want to.
What happened? Well, they're getting streaky now. Now they're trying to right the ship, but what are they, 2-10 to start out with? I mean, who the heck were you beating up on? But look at Baltimore. I mean, that is one competitive. I mean, Baltimore and the Yankees, you know... Unless the Yankees really tank, you know, I can see Baltimore doing 3 out of 4 from Detroit, you know, easily. The Angels has always been one of the biggest damn things. I mean, we don't call them Anaheim Angels anymore, do we? You know, I mean, look at that division. Houston and everybody else, I mean, how can you be less than 40 games in and 8 out, 9 out? You know, I mean, there is no movement there. Texas is always that middle fodder thing. Seattle goes wherever you want it to go. Oakland, unless you're thinking about that you want to move to Las Vegas, you know.
Might as well take all the teams away from Oakland.
Really? Well, yeah. Well, except for they have the world's best groundkeepers by far. They're fine.
Oh, the way they cut the grass over there. And the,
oh, yeah. Awesome, man.
Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum.
Oh, no, that was... Here, wasn't
yeah. Here, thanks. You know?
Mr. I.
For all I did, you scribble an I in into center field. Okay.
You might as well scribble a crinkly I.
Or a corkscrew for Justin when he goes out there. Oh, corkscrew dick. I mean, and that's probably how they get the bases off. You know, they have to use his crank to, like, get them off, and then when they unseal them, and then they can, like, okay, get the grounds crew out to do their whole deal on, it's you know.
Yeah, they use it as a special tool to get it off.
Yeah, it is a special tool. I mean, look at how wide it is. Again, you're right, it's a slinky. It's a slinky stuck in a man that he can pee through. The Verlander crank.
Doing.
There you go. Well, take a look at number two. We weren't looking at number two. I mean, we have basically an all-baseball edition today.
We've got a lot of number two today, haven't we?
Yeah, no kidding. All right. But, I mean, good luck to Boston. I mean, you take a look at Boston in the East, and you kind of go, are you guys going to make a move, or are you just waiting? You know?
I don't think people really understood how much the David Ortiz retirement was going to hit him.
Yeah, I mean, way to go. It's not like you didn't have time thinking that he was coming on. But, I mean, you think about it. If Boston was in any other division, I mean, they'd be second place easy and not even a few games out. I mean, cripe, they'd be first place in the Central.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were trying. They were trying to fill it with Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion and stuff
those
like that.
Those guys haven't done shit either, though.
But, yeah, they have. Well, but I mean, they were trying to fill that big hitter type guy, you know.
You can't. You know, I mean, Big Pappy had a lot of stuff that he could do. I mean, if you're just going to get some Adam Dunn kind of guy, you know, that's just going to go hit for the fences or make a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah.
You know, that's not helping your team at all.
Yeah. See, Big Pappy was. You know, he'll hit you 35 or 40 home runs. He'll hit 300. Adam Dunn will hit you 35 or 40 home runs and hit 200.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, Detroit almost had Adam Dunn, didn't they?
Well, they might have, but that would have been another dumbass move.
Yeah, because really, Fielder did something for his first year. Yeah. You know? I always like it, too, when people go back, well, it's not your money. Yeah, I know, but it's my team.
Right.
You know? So it's kind of, I realize it's not my money, but allow me to tell you. I mean, the really weird thing is, even though we are authorities, if we step outside of being an authority and just normal dude, you know, kind of like going back in our Clark Kent kind of outfits, you know, everybody can see this was a disaster coming.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, what they were so lazy up there. I don't understand how they kept going, well, we're doing this for Mr. I. We're putting all of our chips forward for Mr. I. You're doing that, but you were putting all your chips forward for what?
You were putting stupid chips forward.
No kidding.
God.
You know.
And it got worse the longer it went.
So how can everybody else see this? And then they go, well, maybe we should reconsider. But it's like, nope. Yeah. Fans are saying one thing. We got to do the other. What do they know? You know, I mean, to me, it's just like you're too lazy to go, we got to trade these folks now.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you do the New England Patriot thing, you're still in your prime and we're trading you, you know? Because look at all the stuff we get back. You know, we'll get even more kids back in the prime. Okay, lucky you.
Well, this thing with the Tigers has been going on. We've seen it for a long time.
But we followed the Phillies model. Okay. We're close. We're going to hang on. We're going to hang on. And then crash.
Yeah, but then...
Boy, it was again, a big crash.
Big crash.
You get, like, all those people that enjoy the Cheeto in the White House, and they'll say, well, we almost, you know, we were only one game away last year. You know, we almost made it to the second playoffs. You know, we almost... Boy, we really surged in November. No, if you remember correctly, fell off in September.
Yep.
All you had to do is win a couple of games from the worst team in all of the major leagues. They handed it to you, and you choked. yep. badly, you know, and it wasn't like you were going to get a better draft position. I mean, because you were way too high up, yep. you know. So it's kind of like going out in the first round anyways, but yike.
Yeah, from a team that was playing AAA players.
Yeah, no kidding, because they weren't going to hurt anybody at the very end. They were trying to. Yeah. I mean, it was like spring training in the fall, you know, which has nothing to do with the Cubs. Yike. You know, I mean, it kind of shows you like the up and then back down again kind of thing. I mean, they're not totally down, but they're where?
The Cubs are. Yeah, they got some problems. You know, they definitely
have problems. What they did is they said, okay, we're so good, we don't need a couple of these guys. We don't need Dexter Fowler. We don't need a good center fielder. Sound familiar? Yeah,
you got to be strong up your middle, man. That's all there's.
Yeah,
shit.
So they let him go
to St. Louis.
All right, we're fine. You got Schwarber out in left field. Yeah, he's not hitting, and he can't field for shit.
Yeah, what was the romance with Kyle, anyways? You know, what did they see in him that was supposed to be this big deal? You know,
well, he came up as a catcher.
Yeah,
and then they.
Put him in the outfield. Put him in the outfield. Another catcher,
right?
Contreras.
They got Contreras.
And he's not hitting either,
right? And see what I think it is now is they have everybody. They're like the Tigers now. Nobody's hitting.
Yeah,
you know, even Rizzo and Russell.
The Tigers
none of them.
Is nobody's pitching.
Well,
nobody's managing. Well, nobody's pitching. Yeah. Nobody.
Jake Arrieta's earned run average is almost six.
Yep.
So, see, that's what I'm saying. You know, you get the guys not pitching, you get the guys not hitting, equals...
Tigers.
Bang.
Equals the Tigers of the National League.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, they're what, 18 and 19 right now as of this writing?
You know, and everybody's
so
like...
a 500 team.
You know, everybody's like, oh, geez, you know, should the Cubs do something? Are they, you know, should we really start worrying about them? Well...
Yes.
I would start worrying about the Cubs more than the Tigers because what you see from the Tigers is what you're going to get all year.
Pretty much, yep.
If the, not worse.
The Cubs have potential to bring themselves out of their little funk. The Tigers aren't going to bring themselves out of their little funk. They're batters, horrible. Pitching's horrible. Relief pitching's horrible. The Cubs can bring themselves out of their little funk. They just need to work on some things.
Well, they still have cap room, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we should do? We should get the intern on this. How many MLB teams don't have cap room?
Well, you can go as high as you want with the cap. You just got to pay the luxury tax.
Well, yeah, which is extremely prohibitive. You know, I mean, it's not like the little winky, you know, luxury tax that used to be. You know, or don't they have one in the NBA, too?
I don't know. Is it luxury tax?
Yeah, I think they do, yeah.
Okay.
I know the NHL is a firm cap.
Yeah.
And I think the NFL is a luxury tax cap?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, they got a weird cap there, too. I mean, you can get rid of somebody on your practice squad and, you know, bring down your money's $20,000, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see who can move and who can wheel and deal. You know, when it comes, because in hockey, you know who's way under the cap. You know, I mean, there's in hockey, you know, the teams that have to like spend to the floor. You know,
yeah, because there's a minimum cap, and then there's a, you know.
But with the Tigers, you're in a situation where you're over the cap. You're going to hit with the luxury tax, and you suck.
Yeah. Well, you get the triple whammy all the way around.
So you're looking at it, you go, okay, we're going to lose JD. And if we're over the luxury tax, we're not going to get anything for him. So what do? You get to the trade deadline, what are you going to do? And the answer to my answer is fire sale. It's the only thing that makes sense. You dump shit. You just get rid of it.
Then who are you bringing up?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Because you suck anyways.
You suck anyway. Implode the thing. Okay? That's... The only thing that makes sense to me for the Tigers is you blow it up.
So what's the marketing strategy in July? See the Mudheads in Detroit. You know, see them play every day.
No.
Why go to Toledo when you can come here?
We're a blue-collar team.
Oh, yeah, with no stars.
We're working hard.
We're going back to work.
You got to come up with a hell of a line.
It's like, well, wait a minute. Since, you know, the Pistons are coming down here anyway.
We're going to make America great again.
Oh, my God. I think Verlander's stick just came through.
It worked once. What the hell? Who knows?
Yeah, really. Oh. Yeah, since we retread everything anyways.
Oh, yikes. Gotta bring out the big bullshit now.
God, Lord. But it has nothing to do with bullshit. Ken Pocket, CPA of the Superness of Here, what did we talk about in 1 minute?
We didn't talk about the NBA. We had a guy who got his foot stepped on, and it blew up a team. And nobody cares, because why? It's the NBA! Screw it.
It's the Popovich. Yeah, it's like, are they still playing? I'm telling you now, there is more stuff that goes on in D.C. right now, you know, in the White House and stuff, which is a ton more interesting than the playoffs in the NBA, you know? Even though I feel like I've been forced having to see Netflix for like 10 hours. All the crazy shit going on. Mark Milicek, our sports director here at the new CKWI Radio 76. What did we not discuss in 1 minute that has nothing to do with hockey?
Oh!
Hip. Well.
Oh, shit. Now what?
Alexa came over last night.
Okay. No. We're going to talk about the Detroit Pistons unveiled their new logo.
I have not seen it yet because of all the stuff that we're doing for the Dream Cruise.
And it technically looks like the same logo as back in the Bad Boy
era. Oh, too bad. I want to bring that teal back. Bring the horse's head.
They were talking about, why don't they just go ahead and bring the jersey
back, Grant Hill days.
But instead of working on logos, maybe they can work on getting better
skill.
Players?
Nah.
No, why should we? You guys are going to come down to Detroit anyways. Come see our new place. Don't look at what the things on the you know, ground. Just look at what we're doing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know,
he's still walking. He's going down I-75 now. The coach of your Detroit Pistons, Stan Van, I don't get you.
Yeah,
he's still
Stan,
walk.
Do you like the new logo, Stan? You know, maybe you need to bring out Bill Laimbeer and Mahorn and...
let's bring back all the bad boys.
Yeah, bring out all the bad boys and stuff. Maybe you guys can win with those guys because you can't win with
Buddha.
The guys you got.
Bring back Dave Bing.
There you go. Bring back Mahorn.
Bring
back Bill Laimbeer. Dig him up where he's at.
Yeah, that's right. You can start beating on people when they drive down the lane there and take off some heads and...
Thank you. I mean, he's about 100 if he's alive, you know. It's like good. The all Bigfoot team.
That's
right. I mean, did you see the shoe on that guy on Bill Laimbeer? Not Bill Laimbeer.
Bob Lanier.
Bob Lanier.
It was like a 24 or something.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, if you were like his prison mate, you'd be going, no, get me out of here. It ain't going to go. Uh-oh. There you go.
Just think if Verlander was his prison mate.
You'd be corkscrewed. You know? That's what happened. See what
was short turn to the left, right?
What was going on? It was that Verlander was at Cedar Point taking a leak, and they go, "Wow, that looks like a new ride for us," and so that's why they made the corkscrew. You know. They were going to call it the Verlander, but he wanted too much money for it. So there you go.
Yeah, he wanted the rights to it.
All the twists and turns,
and the wrongs to it.
And the what? Yeah, well, everything that went with it. That's why the fat chicks are. So you give that like little trolley car some real woof. You know, with all that weight that she's got. I mean, I want her in my, you know, my little cart. You know, because all that weight that go in that first corkscrew. Wee! But evidently, we can notice that she's been eating a lot of bonbons and corkscrews lately. So, talking about that, we got to go. So, we will be back here next Tuesday at 7 o'clock with the Sports Authority. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our Sport Director, Mark Milicek, John Sarver said we will see you again.
And the corkscrew.
That's
the corkscrew.
There you go. It never goes flat. There you go. Or come see us at Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, .com. The Bean.
The Bean.
And then you can listen to this wonderful stuff anytime you want.
Or not.
It's straightened out. So until that time, folks, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.